An official inquiry has not fixed the responsibility for an astronomical increase of 240% in cost of the Dasu hydropower project to $6.2 billion on any single entity or individual, but pointed figures at Chinese contractors, WAPTA, and the Planning Commission. The three-member committee also blamed the local administration of Kohistan District for a delay in land acquisition. It said that the cost was increased by 48 billion rupees because of enhanced security arrangements after two deadly attacks on the Chinese contractors. The impact of security arrangement was hardly 3.8% in the total cost escalation. The report stated that complex interplay of factors and unforeseen challenges caused the 10-year delay and 1.3 trillion rupees or 240% increase in the Dasu hydropower project cost to 1.74 trillion rupees. In dollar terms, the cost was equal to $6.20 billion, an unreasonable price tag for a 2,160 megawatts hydropower project. The committee said that the Chinese contractor ignored the consultant's instructions, local administration could not timely acquire the land, and more importantly, WAPTA awarded the construction contracts without ensuring availability of the land required by the contractors, which resulted in delays and idle claims. The committee failed to fix the responsibility on any of the WAPTA chairman or any senior officer by name, despite finding that it awarded contracts without having land in hand. The Planning Commission has been held responsible for underestimating land acquisition and resettlement problems. Headed by Planning Minister Ahsan Iqbal, the Central Development Working Party on Friday conditionally recommended the Dasu Hydropower Project for the approval of the Executive Committee of the National Economic Council. It is a considered opinion that the delays in Dasu Hydropower Project Stage 1 are the result of a complex interplay of factors, reads the findings of the three-member committee. In December, the government ordered the inquiry to identify the reasons and fix responsibility for inability to complete the project after the first revision made in the cost in 2019. The inquiry committee was led by civil engineer Ather Hamid. Among the other members was Syed Ayaz Muhammad Haider, Director Monitoring of the Water Resources Ministry and Imran Najam, Procurement Expert of the Ministry. The inquiry concluded that the construction delays have been compounded by unforeseen significant administrative challenges and procedural bottlenecks in land acquisition, compensation payment, and resettlement processes. Unforeseen technical challenges have further distracted the project implementation schedule. Social issues, including community grievances and resistance, have further slowed progress, according to the committee.